and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Thanksgiving Day, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. And we welcome you from all parts of the country on this Thanksgiving Day. Well, you know what? As we were traveling in this morning, it felt like Sunday. There were hardly any cars on the road, and everybody is hunkered down somewhere getting their Turkey Day dinner ready. And so we are so honored and so privileged to be able to spend Thanksgiving morning with you. And so we want to thank you in advance for joining us this morning on the OPT Network. And you know what? As we were, as a family, driving in this morning, and we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I talked a little bit about, DC and I talked a little bit about it on yesterday, and how easy it is to be simply grateful, and not simply, but to be grateful for your family, your life, your things. But we decided in our quiet time this morning that it was so much bigger than that. And we talked a little bit about it on yesterday. And so this is what I believe that God really, really has ordained. And I want to just share this with you. Giving alms to the poor and hospitality to strangers are traditional virtues encouraged not by just Christian, not just by Catholics or Baptists or Methodists or Protestants, but by all religions. And a relationship to the highest good naturally builds a bond among all members of the community. And for people, for all people that are our brothers and our sisters, with the absolute value of enlightened beings of God's children. And I know that's maybe just like a deep thought this morning, and it was deep for me too, and I really had to meditate on that and really let that soak down into my spirit. And then I looked up the word alms and to see what that really meant. And it just means giving to those who are in need, whether it's food, whether it's money, whether it's helping to eradicate breast cancer. It's just about giving. And so this morning, and people who listen to the show, DC, they know that we don't take off. But on mornings like this, they're very, very special, because a lot of our gratitude comes from the gifts that God has given us, Team OPT. And we know that those gifts are not for us, but they are for God's purposes. And so every time we get a chance to open up this mic and share with you and visit with you and love on you and bring you great people from all across the country and all across the state and all across the Twin Cities, we are truly honored, and we're grateful. We're so grateful for that. And that's why we felt like it was critically important that we show up this morning and that we share our gratitude with you, and that we share not only our gratitude, but we share what great people in this community are doing to give back. And what we're going to be talking about this morning is a church that just really touched our heart. And that's Greater Magnolia Baptist Church. They're located at 1511 Bringhurst Street, right here in Alexandria. And this is their second annual Let Us Break Bread Together. The pastor and first lady of the church are Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey and his beautiful wife, Doretha Godfrey. And last year we visited with some of the founders of this great program. And we just really wanted to tell the story, because when we talk about alms and we talk about giving and we talk about charity, which is love, we want to talk about those people that exemplify that. And so that's what's on point this morning. We want you to stay with us. We're going to have an incredibly great show. And don't forget, Friday is the drawing for the super mega raffle. It's not too late to get tickets, people. We had a deluge of calls on yesterday. We were all across the city delivering tickets, picking up tickets. Let me give you the number to our office. Because yes, although it's Thanksgiving, we're still going to be working just a little bit this morning. So you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658 or 318-264-9146. And we're going to be reaching out to all of those last minute people. And we're going to be talking to some great people this morning, DC, that just have a heart for people and for charity.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, when I talk about that, it just moves my heart. And I know we have to go to break, DC, but this morning when we were leaving out of our door, leaving out, getting ready to get in the truck, you remember, if you listened to the show, I shared this goose story with you because we are outdoors people now, and we are outdoors all the time. DC is what I call an aspiring angler. He's getting better and better. His hauls are getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, they are.
He's looking better and better. And you know what? I'm his number one cheerleader.
I'm styling, pulling them out.
Those pole benders is what he's been pulling out of the water. And on those days when he just is having a tough time, I say, baby, that's okay. I start praying, Pastor. I start praying. Yeah. DC said, I don't think you're supposed to pray. I said, that's okay. And this is what we did. We came into agreement. What? All right, those who know about agreement and know the word know it's powerful. So one of the last times we were out there, he was having a tough time. And the box was empty. And so we said, let's do this. Let's come into agreement. We're going to agree. He said, will you agree with me? I said, absolutely. We're going to agree that we're not going to leave until we have X number of fish. And let me tell you how faithful God is, even in those little things. We got our numbers.
Yes, we did.
But, DC, I got to tell this story real, real quick because I don't fish, but I love being out on the water. And I get an opportunity to really read all of the books that we're going to be presenting on the show. And so God just uses being on the water and in his creation to teach me things. And so one of the things that he showed me was the geese. And I was sitting in the boat because if anybody who perch fishes knows, it can be slow. It ain't like catching brim where you cast and that stopper goes down. And so I was just sitting in the boat, just praying, and I looked up at the geese that were flying overhead. And the geese fly in this almost perfectly created V. So I said, God, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say to me about that? So he took me right to it. And this is what he said. And the moral of the story is this morning when we were leaving out, DC said, Carlette, look, y'all look up there. There were so many geese flying in V's that it was just majestic. And so this is what the moral of what geese do is. Each goose flaps its wings and creates what's called an uplift for the birds that follow behind the V. And by flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds 71% greater flying range than each bird that would fly alone. Now, when they get there, they get to where they're going faster and easier because they do it together. The next thing is that, and there are a lot of hunters out there. While we're fishing, the hunters are hunting. So when a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels a drag or a resistance of flying alone. It quickly moves back into the formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird immediately and directly in front of it. And so the lesson there is be willing to accept help as well as giving it. And so when the lead goose gets tired, it rotates back into formation and another goose flies into the front position. And the lesson there is that people, all of us, are interdependent. And what that means is that we're dependent on each other. We're independent on each other's unique arrangements, each other's gifts, each other's talents, each other's resources. And then the geese flying in the formation, they honk. And it was so cool this morning because we heard the geese honking so loud. But the scientists say that they honk to encourage each other. Yeah. Yeah. And so the moral here is that when a goose is sick, they're communicating. The honking is like the team coming together saying, yes, we can. They're coming into an agreement. That's their way of agreeing. And then when a goose gets sick or one is shot down, two of those geese fall out of formation and they go and they love on that goose until it's either can fly again or until it dies. I'm gonna tell you. And when they're done loving on, taking care of, or just saying, well done, good and faithful goose. Those two, and if you'll notice, and last week I did, sometimes you'll see just two geese flying solo. They catch up with the flock and they get back into the formation. How amazing is that? If that doesn't make you feel some gratitude about what God created, if he can do that for the geese, what can we do with so much knowing, so much power, and so much word? Y'all, it's all about Thanksgiving. I know I'm way over my time, DC. I got to take a break here. You're on point, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the incredible work that's happening right now today at Greater Magnolia Baptist Church. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays.
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Pastor Chris Augustine, pastor of the Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cottonport, Louisiana. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Colette Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning. I am Joshua Joy Darren. And guess what? I listen to On Point Talk with Colette Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. Listen, if you have questions about home, auto, whatever your insurance questions and needs are, Rosa Fields is on point. You can phone her and her team by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Now, many of you, I know you're getting ready. A lot of you who are just really on point are probably almost done with your dinner. But for those less industrious people, we know that you're getting ready. So we welcome you and we say to you, Happy Thanksgiving. Listen, one of the things that we thought was so important to do, DC, was to talk about those people, those churches in the community that were doing just incredibly heartwarming good things.
Yes.
And we did it last year, and we loved it so much, and we're so honored to do it again this year. And so what I'm talking about is this. And I went and looked at some variations of charity. And it means to be moved at the sight of the thirsty, the hungry, and the miserable, or to offer relief to them. And this really is a spring of virtue. And as believers, no matter what religion that we come from, this is something that in some way, some shape, form, or fashion, we should offer that charity, that love, that kindness. And that's exactly what Greater Magnolia Baptist Church is doing. Reverend Chadwick Godfrey and his wife, First Lady Doretha Godfrey, are presenting today at 10 a.m. Let's Break Bread. Let us break bread together. And we want to welcome them. We had some of their members last time, but we welcome them for their very first time to the OPT Network. Good morning, Pastor and First Lady. Welcome. And so, Pastor Godfrey, I want to start with you. And I want to talk about how Let Us Break Bread came into fruition?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I was approached by one of our members, Stephen Figgins.
Steve Figgins!
Steve!
And when he approached me about the idea of doing something for Thanksgiving to give something back to the community, it was an idea that was already in my heart and in my mind, but I wasn't sure how we could go about it. And after he and I sitting down and gathering a few...
What was that conversation like?
It was a basic conversation. He came by to work on one of my...
Yes, yes.
Top Flight Automotive, Steve Figgins.
Hey, yeah. And he said, I want to ask you something, Pastor. And he brought this idea to me about doing something for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, that was on my mind. Let's sit down and talk about it. And we talked about it together, and then we presented it to the church, and nobody disagreed. Everybody was head over heels about it. They wanted to do something for the community. And when we really sat down and thought about this program of giving something back, it was more than just feeding on Thanksgiving, because we had to sacrifice. We had to give something of ourselves.
Mm.
We were giving back from all God had given to us. God had blessed our church, so at least we could do was give something back. We had a day off from work, so it wasn't like we were going to sit around and lounge in our cozy homes with our families. We thought we'd take a little time out of that time to give something back to the community for those who are less fortunate than us.
I love that. And so you said something very powerful, because at the top of the show, and even yesterday, I said many of us make Thanksgiving about us and our families. But what Greater Magnolia did was you extended that, because it is going to take a lot of volunteerism to make this happen.
Yes.
And so when you approached the members, and it wasn't just a few, it was a lot of people that needed to volunteer, they immediately got on board.
Yes, we had plenty of volunteers from everywhere, all over our church. A lot of people who normally wouldn't do anything.
Were
shy and much set back. They stepped forward, stepped up to the plate.
What do you think that was about?
I think it was they realized the vision that we had when we thought about this program. And I think that they realized that God has been so good to them that the least they could do was give something back, no matter how small it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody came forward and did an awesome job, and it's going to be an awesome program. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so the next question, because I know that people that are listening would say, how do we pay for this, and how do we expect and plan for the numbers of people?
Right. It was a learning experience the first year.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to feel our way, but we discovered, as Stephen and I sat and a few of our members sat around and talked about how we could make it better this year. How can we curb the financial end of it? We decided that we would do a benevolent offering every third Sunday of the month for that entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Those finances would go toward our Thanksgiving Day program. Yeah. Although we did that, we used a portion of that money for T-shirts and some other supplies. But we ended up not having to use as much of it because our members donated so much.
Wow.
And they came forth with full force.
And so this is what I want to talk about in this movement, because we have been talking about movements. And in our view, Pastor and First Lady, this is a movement.
Yes.
Churches, I have asked the question many, many times, where is the church? Where every single church, we've got so many churches in this city, in each individual community, but we're not seeing churches come together to meet. You know, you can preach to the choir.
That's right.
But to come outside.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so how do you do that, Pastor? What is the key? Why aren't we seeing more of a movement?
One of the issues that I've seen that we have dealt with in our own church is that tradition keeps us from doing a lot of things outside of the box. What we have to do as churches is move out of the box. Some things, tradition, we made them up. They were man-made traditions.
Mm-hmm.
They're things that we just wanted to do to try to keep things on the wraps. But what I've discovered is that we have to move with God. As the voice of God speaks to us, as the Spirit of God moves us to do these things as we read God's word. He would tell us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, and that it's not just about us, but we must also look out for our fellow man.
Now, as you said that word tradition, I hear somebody in the spirit saying that's what's wrong with the church. They're trying to move away from tradition. Let's break that down and put that into perspective.
Right. Tradition is not always what God wants. A lot of times tradition is man-made, and what we have to understand is that the church is moving forward. Yes. People have greater needs, and as those greater needs come, we shouldn't say as a church, well, I give a donation to the Shepherd Center, so I don't have to do anything other than that. If people want to eat, they need to go to the Shepherd Center. Well, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to get outside of our four walls, reach out to our communities. Where we see a need, we need to be there to meet those needs. And at Greater Magnolia, we're trying to help those who are less fortunate than us. God has blessed us in a magnificent way, and we're just trying to give something back. So this program today is about giving back. It's about sacrificing, giving of ourselves. We're going to have the word at 10 a.m. and start feeding at 11. There's no offering going to be taken up at the program at 10 o'clock.
I love that.
So we're going to come. We're giving today. We're asking for nothing in return. We're simply giving from our hearts.
And so for you, First Lady, because I know that the First Lady of every church, and this is just what we can glean from the outside looking in, but you've got a huge job, not only to support your husband in the work that he does, but to really be the First Lady of the church. What has this done for your spirit to see so many people come out and partake of what you guys did on last year?
It strengthens my faith in God.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
How so?
Like you said before, I listened to your program on yesterday. We would always say, people say, what are you thankful for? The first thing we say, our home, our car, family. But those are material things.
Right.
I'm so grateful to just have life and to be able to have being and to be able to do for others that can't help themselves. And once we take self out of the way, and that's what God wants us to do, he wants us to show love to all men, and especially those that are in need. Because like he said, if you give the least of these,
that's
a glass of water, you have given it to me. So when we help others, we're actually shining, giving to God.
Right.
And he's being manifested through that.
Right.
And when we are just letting go and letting God have his way, he will be glorified in whatever it is that we do for our fellow man.
And you know what I see here, Pastor Godfrey and First Lady Doretha? I see a lot of grace. Because one of the things that you said, Doretha, is I just got off work.
Yes.
But isn't that something, how God will grace you even in the midst of everything that you're doing for yourself and that we know that we have to do? But he'll give you the grace. You don't look like you've been at work at all.
Thank you.
And so, Pastor Godfrey, last year you served the multitudes, literally. More people than you could have even thought. Let's talk about that.
Yes. We put the program on, and it wasn't that we limited God, but we didn't know the outcome. It was the first year. So we kind of played it by ear.
So what were you thinking? What were you kind of expecting?
Well, we were expecting maybe 100 or so people would come from the community, and then we would move forward. But once we saw that we fed almost 250 people, possibly more, the service was packed. It was just an outpouring. People were coming from everywhere. They were walking up. Cars were coming up. They were bringing people to get things. So it made us realize that we should never underestimate the power of God. That put our effort into it and expect God to blow this thing out of proportion. And this year, that's what we expect.
And so let me ask you this, because I asked First Lady Doretha the same thing. What did that do for your faith?
I must agree with her. It did. It inspired my faith. It energized my faith because I saw our people, I saw the Magnolia Church come together as one. Wherever we needed people to step up, people were stepping up. They were running errands. They were cutting the turkeys and carving them and getting food where we needed and picking up supplies. And whatever we asked people to do, they did it with grateful hearts. And that made me realize that some of the people, at least most of the people at the church where I pastor, are gleaning the word of God.
Yeah.
That God has been so good to us, and we want to just give something back.
Right.
And our people did that with grace. They did it graciously.
Yes.
Nobody has complained that I've heard of, that we all have come together and say, what can I do? What can I do to help this program? And now we are at the last minutes trying to get everything in line for the program today. And I think everybody's just excited.
Right. Yes. And I know we don't want to keep you guys too long because everybody who knows me knows I'm not short on words. But we thought that this was so important. And this morning in our quiet time, one of the other things that God really spoke is that in Thanksgiving, we've got to be thankful for our leaders, the kings, the presidents, our local officials. And he said, really, my people have missed it. My people have missed it. I don't care what party you belong to until you give thanks first, because great man of faith Kenneth Hagin said that unless we pray for those people first, so that we can be a free nation to spread the gospel, we have missed it. So I want to ask you, Pastor Godfrey, what word will go forth? Because this is not the choir you're preaching to. This is this is the lost. This is the unsaved. Many that you'll be speaking to this morning.
Well, actually, I spoke last year, but we're going to have Reverend Michael Green, who's going to preach today from the Firenze Baptist Church, but he was a son of the house. He's a son of our house. I'm his pastor. And I'm sure today that he's going to talk about giving thanks to God, that no matter what your circumstance is today, that today you have to look beyond that and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for all that you've done.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And there are so many people right now that are broken. And that's what we felt in the spirit. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving, because the word said in all things, not for. He said in all things that we need to give thanks. Y'all, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. We are live in the studio with Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, the pastor, Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey, and his beautiful First Lady, Doretha Godfrey. You got to stay with us. We're going to tell you how you can connect with what they're doing this morning right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Doretha Godfrey, First Lady of the Greater Magnolia Baptist Church here in Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Reverend Chadwick Godfrey Sr., pastor of the Greater Magnolia Baptist Church. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to Thanksgiving! This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Terra Home. Now, I'm telling you, I know that you guys are getting revved up after you eat and sleep and watch football for Black Friday. If you're looking for an incredibly unique gift or home decor, you've got to start at Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive. And all through the holiday season, DC, we're going to be encouraging every single person within the sound of our voices to shop locally.
Yes.
It blesses everyone when you shop local. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, we want to remind you, if you are uninsured or underinsured, they still have a few free mammograms. If you're 40 years old or older, you must take advantage of this. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, I know it sounds like a serious conversation, and it is, but it's also an incredibly wonderful, heartwarming conversation. We're joined by the pastor of Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey Sr., and his beautiful wife, First Lady Doretha Godfrey. And we're talking about what they are doing in the community to be the change that they want to see. It's called Let Us Break Bread Together. And, you know, we have been talking about, probably for years since we started the show, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. We have come together in connection with the homeless shelter. And in these tough times, shelters are needing donations. People are asking for food. And believe it or not, whether you come in contact with people that are homeless or not, there are many that are homeless or that are underplaced, if you will, living from pillar to post in our community. And so when churches come together for the greater good of the community, like Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, it's something worth talking about. And so at 10 o'clock, Pastor, you guys are going to kick it off.
Yes.
So let's talk about what's going to happen. Go ahead, First Lady.
I'm sorry. Well, we will have worship service. We will have worship service, praising God with song. We will have the message brought by the Reverend Michael Green of the Forensic Baptist Church in Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
We will fellowship, and then from there, we will break bread.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is what First Lady Doretha, I want you to talk about, because people that are not comfortable or that don't come to church or that have never come to your church, how do we make them feel welcome?
Just being ourselves and, you know, showing love to them, showing a smile for sure, you know, just greet them with love, you know, because some people, they're hurt, they're burnt out. On last year, I forgot to tell you this, at the end of the feeding, we had a family whose house had just burned.
Wow.
And the fire department, they said they didn't have any food or anything. And the Alexandria Fire Department directed them to us to get something for Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
Yes. That, and they came in and we just welcomed them with loving arms.
Absolutely. And so, DC, for us, this was just an incredible journey for us to connect with Steve in this outpouring.
Absolutely it was. And you know, we'd just like to say a big thank you to Steve and Ashley.
Yes,
Higgins,
thank you.
You know, because they have, they're always on the front lines out in the community. And just a big thank you on behalf of the community to Greater
Magnolia
Baptist Church for doing what they're doing. Because last year, we spoke about this. Some of the members came in, but we did not get a chance to meet Reverend Godfrey and the First Lady.
Yes.
But right now, since we've gotten a chance to meet them and put eyes on them, you know, and to see how they've, you know, just reached out to the community and the community has responded.
Mm-hmm.
There was a need for what they're doing, and God put that in them to do that. And it's just beautiful to see how the community and the church comes together to form what they are calling Breaking Bread. You guys are the greatest.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank y'all for what you're doing. And it was like I was saying yesterday, everybody, there's something to give to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody can give to everything, but you can give to something. And what you can do, do.
That's right.
We just thank you guys for doing what you can do and being the change that you would like to see in this community. Thank y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And you know, you said something, Pastor, in the last segment that I thought was so important. And we talked about this yesterday, that people are getting burnt out on volunteerism. Mm-hmm. And you know, I had been praying about that since it fell out of my mouth on yesterday. And what God said is that the people that are volunteering that are burnt out and they're verbalizing their burnout, sit down, say no.
Right.
And you know what they have thought? They have thought, if I don't do it, then who's going to do it? But
right.
God said, if you step back, then I'll raise somebody else up.
Yes.
And when you said that, that was confirmation. You said people that were so shy, so timid.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Stepped up.
Yes.
Stepped up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And they just needed to know that they were needed.
Yes.
Right.
To step up.
Absolutely.
And so this is an incredible movement, and we know that you fed probably more than 300 plus people last year, and you're getting ready this year. So you're going to have the service at 10, and then lunch is going to be served at 11.
Yes.
Do you guys need anything? Do you have everything that you need? Are you on point, ready to go?
We're on point.
and so Reverend Godfrey, you know, what's the most important thing that you hope that everyone listening this morning will take away from your example? And I'm saying your example, but take away from bringing the community together from all sectors.
Okay. We are definitely hoping. And as a matter of fact, I keep saying Stephen Figgins because he ends up being the one that I'm able to converse with and share ideas. And he shares a lot of ideas with me. We were just talking about how we could make this program bigger and better next year.
Yes.
And we thought not to just try to do it with our church alone.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But try to involve all of the churches that's in our community.
Right. Absolutely.
Those that want to volunteer to do it. We didn't want to twist anybody's arm, but we want to make the effort available to everybody to say, let's make it a citywide event if we can. We have citywide revival. Can we do a citywide Thanksgiving feeding?
Yes.
And if at all possible, if it blows out of proportion, we might have to get a building to do it. But that's the kind of God that we serve. He's big, and he can do these great and awesome and wonderful things.
Absolutely.
So we want to get others involved in this. We don't want it just to be a Greater Magnolia function. We want it to be all churches, all Christians, all believers to be a part of this great feast.
And so what do you think, because we have really been searching for that, what is the key to bringing them all together, Pastor?
That's very important.
I think that you've been praying about it too.
That's a million dollar question. If you could answer that right there, that's worth it.
I think that all of the pastors in this city and probably in this community have said the same thing. How can we come together and do something big with each other without somebody, you know, trying to overpower? And I think it's when we move outside of ourselves, when we take self out of it. And nobody looks to get the glory. Mm-hmm. We just say we're doing it for the glory of God. Everybody else steps back and do what God tells us to do. Yeah. I think that it's going to work out just fine. Yeah. Just fine. But when we have all these chiefs and not enough Indians, it's a little bit hard to make it work.
Yeah. So. Amazing. Well, you know what? We look forward to having this conversation, God willing, next year, with it being bigger, better, and greater. And the most important thing that I've taken away from this conversation is never put the limit on God. That's and right. to keep our expectors
That's right.
turned That's right. up and on.
That's right.
Because there's nothing too big and too great for our great God to do.
Absolutely.
You guys have been phenomenal. This, ladies and gentlemen, Greater Magnolia Baptist Church. It's located at 1511 Bringhurst Street, right here in Alexandria. Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey Sr. is the pastor. First Lady Doretha Godfrey, and they are presenting Let Us Break Bread Together. And DC, before we gotta go, let's give a shout out to all of the volunteers.
Absolutely.
Because I know that they're listening to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
The volunteers I'm talking about at Greater Magnolia.
Absolutely, because they are ready to work.
You guys.
Ready to put it down.
You guys.
Steve's over there working right now. Steve!
Yeah, hey, Steve.
I wonder if he's got Major over there with
him. Hey, Major, Ashley.
How many turkeys, Pastor, do you think you guys are going to have to? Are they frying the turkeys?
They're frying some. They're smoking some.
Whoa. Well,
they're giving choices.
They're
giving choices over there.
This ain't just
Greater M. Greater M.
Hey,
Greater M in the house.
This ain't just no any old dinner. They got smoked turkeys. They got fried turkey. They got
roasted turkey. Any kind of turkey you want right there. They doing it big. They got big, mother.
They got big.
Greater Magnolia got big. On Thanksgiving 2012.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we want to take this opportunity on behalf of Greater Magnolia Baptist Church to invite everybody that's listening, that is in need. And you were wondering, look at God. You were wondering, what are we going to do? What am I going to do for my family? Well, what a warm family that God has bestowed upon you through Greater Magnolia Baptist Church. Pastor and First Lady, thank you so much. Thank you for spending the very best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. You guys absolutely got big. All right, y'all, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to get big with some super mega raffle tickets. Remember, we're saying hell no to breast cancer. Hell yes to the cure.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to tell you how you can get those last few tickets. Tomorrow is the big day.
The big day.
Stay on point.
Ready for the big day.
Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, stable and secure, unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this: what was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox, 200 names, potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Thanksgiving. It's 8:34 a.m. and probably almost everybody is off today. So we wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Listen, if you're looking to save and you're looking to get those specific channels that you really want, Get Wired Satellites is where you should start. 318-767-2220. Big thanks to Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank serving the financial needs of our community, and the City of Alexandria, Diversity in Action. We love what they're doing. They are creating entrepreneurs for this great city. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. Nobody more committed in Avoyelles Parish than your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. If you need anything, any questions, any concerns, home, auto, State Farm agent Kyle Wolf is in Bunkie to serve you. 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? Now, as we switch gears, I want to switch back to see the Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, because as they were leaving, they had a couple big things that they forgot.
Yeah, they got bigger. And then they got biggest before.
Biggest.
They got big, buddy, all the way around. They're not only going to serve food to people, but they're going to go pick people up in their van.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you're wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner at the Break Bread program that Greater Magnolia Baptist Church is having this morning, all you have to do is get your pen and paper. I'm going to give you a number that you can call if you need a ride to get some of this Thanksgiving dinner. They will come and pick you up. The number is 443-2954. Simply dial that number, 443-2954. And if you know somebody that needs Thanksgiving dinner, give them that number. And the good folks over at Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, Reverend Godfrey and his beautiful wife, Doretha, they will arrange for them to pick you guys up to go out and have that meal.
Absolutely. It doesn't get any better than that, D.C.
It really doesn't get any better.
If you don't have a ride, you can't get there. They've got their church van that's going to be rolling. And we'll try to give that number, D.C., throughout the show. Again, 443-2954. But, D.C., now you missed something, because we knew they had gotten big, but then you dubbed that they got biggest.
Yeah, they got biggest because before they left out, they left a donation for the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Amazing.
What a way to go out. Giving. They came in giving and they went out giving. They just giving.
That's right. And you know what he said? He said, we're not asking for a dollar from anybody. We're doing this. We're not taking up an offering.
Right.
And sometimes, D.C., I don't know if it's sad to say, it's just real. Sometimes people don't want to go to church because they don't want to be asked for an offering. I mean, it's just real. And so I do think so.
Right.
And that's just real. Right or wrong, it's just real. And that's just the truth. And so now you can go let us break bread together and
don't have to worry about bringing any money.
Yeah, don't even bring your purse. Don't even bring your wallet. Just bring your empty stomach.
You don't have to throw your purse up.
Like Mary Boyd said. How did she say?
Yeah. Instead of throwing their purses up there.
Yeah, that was a good saying from Mary Boyd. Mary Boyd, I hope you're listening. Good morning.
Throw your purse up there.
Happy Thanksgiving. You are insane.
That's funny, man. Throwing the pocketbook at him.
Yeah, so he preaches good. You don't have to worry about throwing your purse at him. But there's nothing wrong with giving. We're some of the biggest
and
givers.
There's nothing wrong with throwing your pocketbook up there if you want to.
That's it. And if you want to give, they'd be
just
happy.
Just don't
to
knock out the good pastor.
While you're throwing the purse, huh? I had my purse. Hey, Darlene, I hope you're listening somewhere. I had my purse. We were at a meeting. She said, my goodness, Carlette, that purse looks like you got a lot in it. You encouraged me, Darlene, to unload some of that stuff in my purse. Nobody needs to be walking around with that much purse. And while we're on purses, let me just say, it is that time of the year where people are looking to break in vehicles for purses. Even a lady was saying someone broke in her vehicle in her yard. Stop leaving your purses in the car. I know I'm one of the biggest offenders. I am doing better. I don't care where I'm going. If I have my purse, I'm bringing it out of the car. So that's just FYI as we're getting ready for the holidays, and most especially Black Friday. Now, you know, we have asked you to shop locally. One of the other stores that I really, really want to encourage people to go to, D.C., is Target. DC is so preoccupied with Matt and Brittany in the studio. They brought gingerbread cookies, and he just can't even focus. I'm talking about Target and people going to Target for Black Friday. Target really got big for this Super Mega
Raffle. Target got big and gave a flat screen TV. Folks, if you're out there and you're looking to go shopping for a TV tomorrow, why not just get a Super Mega Raffle ticket and win a TV? The phone number is 445-5658. Call that number. Call that number. We'll get these tickets to you. 445-5658.
Hey, DC, let's wish a very happy and special birthday wish to Cedric Williams.
Big Easy.
Big Easy, celebrating his birthday today. Or is it tomorrow?
No, it's today.
It is
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
Rose Walston's birthday is tomorrow.
Okay, well, good. Well, so early happy birthday. And let me just say, before we get all entrenched in the Super Mega Raffle, you know, we had told you about just the people that we've come in contact through the OPT network and the Super Mega Raffle and the movement of eradicating breast cancer. And we got a lot of letters. And let me just give people the address. It's 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. And again, our office number is 318-445-5658. Well, we got a lot of letters. And we just stopped and we just started reading the letters. And we got a sweet, sweet note that I just wanted to make mention of this morning, DC, because it really gave me a sense of gratitude. And it was from Miss Patricia Jacobs in Mansoura, Louisiana.
Pat Jacobs.
And she simply wrote a note. She called and she said, "I don't think anybody in my area has the Super Mega Raffle tickets. How can I get some?" And so you did what, DC?
I mailed them out to her, and she mailed them back.
Right.
Mailed me, you know, the stubs back.
Right. You got all of her information, and you mailed them out to her.
Right.
And she sent us just the sweetest note. And, Pat, I hope you're listening this morning. And it says, quite simply, "Thank you and OPT for caring. God bless you all."
That's great.
And you know what, Pat? It was right on point. Your message was right on point, because that encompassed everything I think that we've been trying to say, is that we care. It's simply that we care. You know what? We have made a big hoopla. We have tried to make it fun. We've tried to get people involved. And you would think that the money was going into our bank account, but it's not. Not a dollar goes into our bank account. We are doing it, DC, simply because we care.
Yes.
And when she said that, it was just, Pat, it was, for me, it was a rhema word. It was like a spoken word from God that just said, yep, we care, and we want to get our community to care. All right, y'all, I've got to take a quick break here. No? Okay, no break. Good deal. And so anyway, in caring, it's all about sharing. And you can share by getting those last tickets, DC, for the Super Mega Raffle. Well, this is what we're going to do. We are going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to tell you, I hope we have time. Gosh, look at the time. Okay, let me take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's the Thanksgiving version of the OPT Network.
Yeah.
And we're so very thankful to be spending the best part of our Thanksgiving morning with you. Now, I'm going to tell you, yesterday everybody was in a frenzy. We went to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. We went all over town. We were in town. We were out of town. And everybody, D.C., has done an incredibly wonderful job. And so what we want to say is that if you have not gotten your super mega raffle ticket, today is the very last day.
It is the absolute last day because the drawing is in the morning live right here on the network, the OPT Network.
D.C., what kind of party is it going to be in the morning?
It's going to be unhinged. We've got a lot of people coming. It's going to be unhinged.
Hey, you know what? I think we're a little bit punch drunk. When Pastor Godfrey and Doretha left, we were like, we were laughing up a storm, and I think we're a little punch drunk, maybe because we're a little bit tired. But
well, and then we were laughing because we were trying to figure out who Pastor Godfrey looked like, and he looks just like my brother, Ronald Lloyd.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Just like him. That's funny. I was like, wow, that's real close. I don't understand why it took me so long to figure that out.
I know. I was sitting here trying to figure it out, too. But, D.C., for those people that would say that they hadn't gotten a super mega raffle ticket, This is what I'd say to them this morning. It's about charity. Absolutely. This is about Thanksgiving.
It is about Thanksgiving, and it's about being the change that we all want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And it's about doing what the good folks over at Greater Magnolia Baptist Church is doing. It's about doing what the good folks at in Cottonport are doing.
Jerusalem Missionary
Baptist Church out there at St. Paul Lutheran, in that place, in those places. Come on, Jackie. Yeah, come on in.
Absolutely. The Bread of Life. All the churches that have just stepped up, that have stepped up and shown out. And I have asked, you know, why churches aren't more involved. And there's no condemnation. But, you know, I think that Pastor Godfrey said it best, that we are turning our expectors way up. And we're turning our expectors up for everyone. Even if you buy only one ticket for $5, not only do you give yourself a great opportunity to win and be the change that you want to see, but you give yourself the opportunity to sow a seed. And we have spoken to so many people that would say, you know what? A lot of people don't really get involved in this movement unless or until it touches their family. And so we would say, don't wait. Sow the seed now. Sow the seed now. And you see, so many great people, so many great volunteers that just stepped up.
Yes.
And they just did the thing.
Absolutely. We're going to have Cynthia Wade in the studio with us tomorrow. Cynthia Wade is coming in.
Well, I tell you one thing. It is going to be a party of all parties. It's going to kick off. It's going to be the pre-party for Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. But you know what? More than that, y'all, I hope that you feel our hearts in knowing that 100% of what we raise is going to the foundation, is going to eradicate breast cancer. And I can't say it loud and proud enough times. Every time I say hell no to breast cancer, I feel just a little bit stronger, a little bit more empowered, and I say hell yes to the cure.
Yes.
And that's what it's about.
Absolutely. And that was Miss Yvonne Jenkins saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wish everybody a Thanksgiving from Gina, Louisiana. Thank you, Miss Jenkins, Miss Yvonne Jenkins from Gina, Louisiana. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And happy Thanksgiving to all. And I hope that as people are giving thanks this morning, D.C., that they'll come out of themselves, just as Greater Magnolia Baptist Church did, and that they will give in the last minutes of the Super Mega Raffle.
Yes.
And so here's the number, 445-5658. We will still be accepting donations. And you can send those donations directly to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. Happy Thanksgiving, Jackie. Jackie is one of those soldiers. She's coming up here. She's the only person other than Team OPT coming up here to work on Thanksgiving Day. And so we want to thank all of you guys who do have to work. And unfortunately, there are some people that are working today.
Absolutely. And just want to let Reverend Godfrey know that Jackie is aware that he wants to do a program and she will be getting with him.
Very good. Oh, this is just...
Get a ticket!
Multi-purposed. You know what, DC? We had a lot of people. And we want to thank our lady at Best Insurance.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Miss Sharon.
Miss Sharon Emile. Thank you, Miss Sharon, at Best Insurance on Masonic Drive, right across from the ballpark. She did a big donation yesterday on behalf of in the fight. She wants to be the change that she wants to see in this fight against breast cancer. And she called us and said, look, I would like to be the change I'd like to see. That's Miss Sharon Emile over at Best Insurance. Sorry about that, Miss Sharon.
Are you tired?
No, I'm not.
You're ready to eat, aren't you?
Got a lot of things going through my mind. Yes, well, Matt and Brittany brought these lovely, these little cakes in here, and they're just the sweetest.
He can't, y'all, he can't even focus. And you know what? He said, this is what he said to me.
Carlette, it's Brandy, not Brittany.
Oh, well, Brittany, you've been letting me call. Brandy, you've been letting me call you Brittany all this time.
It's Brandy.
I'm sorry, Brandy. She looks like Brittany. But anyway, so DC would not let me talk about how to keep those calories down for Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about that after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring some heavy hitters in after Thanksgiving. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Even though it's a good time and we're fellowshipping and we use food as a term of love and endearment, we still gotta be smart.
Absolutely.
But you're not thinking about it. How many gingerbread cookies have you had? About five. That's probably why I'm calling her. That's probably why I'm calling her Brittany, because you probably did.
What exactly are those little cakes you brought in here to us, Brandy? I mean, they're absolutely excellent. Tell the people what they are.
They're gingerbread cookies.
Ooh, gingerbread.
Anything
gingerbread
excites you.
That's some molasses style stuff. That tastes like, you know, my grandmother used to make that molasses cake.
A little
cake.
Bit of love.
I bet it was a lot of love in there, Matt. And Matt works at Office Depot, and it's small world. When he saw the folks from Magnolia Baptist, he said, yeah, that big banner, I did that. I created that for you.
Made that for you.
Yeah.
Small world.
Small world. It's about people coming together to do great things. Y'all, we want to remind you in all seriousness, we hope that you're having a great time. We know a lot of people today are going to trim their trees. They're going to put their Christmas trees up. We see Christmas decorations out already. But you know what? I hope that this will be a thought that will just go down in you. It is wonderful to be thankful for your family, for the things that God has blessed you with, but to think about how you can come outside of yourself and be a blessing to someone else. And so that's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping that today will bring. A lot of fun.
Be happy.
Be happy. A lot of good pies, good
don't
cakes.
Worry.
He's talking about be happy and don't worry with a mouthful of gingerbread cookie. And it's all about, you know, giving. And that's really the reason.
It truly is. It truly is about giving. And I'm going to tell you what, it makes us happy. It makes us happy to give.
It does make us happy
to
give.
It makes us happy to fundraise. I mean, we make, you know, we like to make it fun. And most people who listen to the show on a regular basis know that, you know, we like to have fun occasionally, but during this time of the year, we have more fun than not.
Right.
It is about fun.
And so DC's saying, Carlette, it's all about fun, but you know what? When you just have a heart of compassion, I just really, really want you guys to really be the change that you want to see in some way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's with this movement or some other movement. Just do it.
Right.
Get big.
Get big.
Get big on this Thanksgiving Day.
Get big.
Hey, let's thank Hank and Gene. I hope they're listening.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you, Hank.
Man, I smell that turkey from here.
Ooh, I smell that turkey.
Mm-hmm. Our folks are always.
Gabba, gabba, gabba,
gabba. Hey, you know, today is my free day, everybody. I'm eating whatever I like, pie, cakes, gingerbread cookies. She brought a whole plate of gingerbread cookies in here after me and the First Lady, Doretha Godfrey, got through with them.
Now, you're not supposed to shout Miss Doretha out like
that. Well, she enjoyed them. She told Brandy she enjoyed the cakes.
Yeah, she did. She
Nothing
did.
Nothing wrong on Thanksgiving with giving a little thanks to yourself. Nothing wrong with giving a little thanks to yourself. Give yourself a little thank you this morning with a ginger cookie.
Oh,
hey, y'all dial 445-5658. And get you, look, we got a flat screen TV in the Mega Raffle. $500 compliments of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Get your list.
We've got a brand new washer and dryer valued at $1,000 from Lowe's of Alexandria and Lowe's of Pineville. The 32-inch flat screen TV is compliments of Target. Target. It's a fine television. A Lazy Boy leather recliner from Five Star Furniture. These are all the things. I'm going to call out the first place gift. These are all the big winners. The big hitters are getting. The person.
Everybody's going to win big, though, DC.
Everybody's going to win big, but the other person's going to be bigger. The first person's going to be biggest. Not bigger, biggest. You got big, bigger, and biggest.
I love
these
it.
These are the biggest gifts. The biggest gifts are going to be the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, $500 by way of Visa. You can spend that in just about anywhere in the world. Lazy Boy leather recliner from Five Star Furniture valued at $1,000. The Lowe's washer and dryer, GE washing machine and GE dryer, both brand new. Plus, Lowe's is going to deliver and install that.
Mm.
Then they're going to give you a $200 gift card to accessorize it if you need to.
Mm.
That's anything you need. You got a $200 gift card on top of that. Also, number one, you're going to be